관심.
그럼?
Can obviously the one change Nathan Crackle, can you just explain the rationale behind that one?
Oh, it was a little bit of form, a little bit of time needed to play the game. Situation with our rookie list, and Youngie's great form in the Magpies. So, I mean, Crack last week was a sub, didn't get much game time. So to put him in that same position this week is not great planning for us. And, yeah, the rookie list stuff makes it we could only keep one of the boys up in Sam Graham. We thought Sam was really strong last week.
It's hard to relay that message to Crack when he's just got back in. How did he take it?
No, not at all. I mean, Crack knew that he hasn't had absolutely great form, and you know, he's been part of the team and he's filled a role for us now, but he's also very, very aware of how far back he started and where he's got to now. And look, with the rules in the AFL, you know, after round 11 we get an opportunity to promote a rookie again, and yeah, obviously Crack's right in the mix for that.
So it's after round 11, is it, Ken? So
yep.
It's only two more games.
Yeah, it's two games of football, and we know that you know, with the sample, well, the boys have got a couple of games coming, and then there's another bye. So we're all mindful of the opportunities, game time, and minutes needed to be played. So we've certainly taken that decision with Craig.
No Paddy Ryder this week. Is he a little way away still?
No, we don't think so. Look, initially we thought Paddy was probably two, maybe 3 weeks, but we're hopeful it's only two. The doctors are pretty confident that he'll be right for the next game, but you know, if he's not, we won't play him. So simple.
I guess you have one of the main messages this week, be consistency. You get consistency of performance after back up last week's result.
Yeah, I think so. I think over our last 2 weeks, I said, you know, before last week's game, I felt like we were building a little bit in the right direction again from the Richmond game. We got some stuff right, albeit the scoreboard was not where we wanted it to be, but I think, you know, last week, you know, it's the same. We still didn't play four strong quarters of football last week. We're still a little way off where we need to be, but we're hopefully, you know, we're working really hard to gain that momentum and get ourselves back in position we want to be.
Western Bulldogs, obviously impressive. They've surprised a few people with the way they've played, but they're up and about, aren't they? They've got a very, very good young side.
I think the competition, you know, the competition surprised, but not so much surprised people involved with it, but surprised the rest. And,
yeah,
you know, you've got not just the Bulldogs, you've got West Coast, you've got the Giants, you know, there's a couple of emerging teams, and certainly the Bulldogs are one of them. And you've seen all year, we've seen their best is very, very good. You know, they're an incredibly well-drilled side. They've got some real speed about their team, and, you know, and Bobby Murphy leads them incredibly well. So I think they're an exciting team. We need to be at our best.
How far off are you from your best? You said you've improved the last few weeks, four quarters last week. I mean, is it clicking again?
We hope it is, and we feel like it is, and you know, we know we're still not quite where we need to be, but the competition does that to you too. You know, you want to keep taking steps forward, and we have to keep taking steps forwards, but sometimes the competition slow you up. But you know, I don't think we're too far away, but I don't think anyone in the competition's too far away. I think we know that you know, 1 or 2% is a big difference.
Milestone game for Hamish Harvey this week as well, Ken. He's had a few speed humps along the way. How much credence do you put in milestone games and the effect they might have?
Oh, I don't think they have a massive effect, but I think they're important to acknowledge. And I think Hamish has been, you know, fantastic for the footy club. As you said, after his first couple of years with the disruptions, I'm sure there were some doubts in his own mind about whether 100 games were going to come along. And, you know, right now he's in really strong physical condition and form, and hopefully he can continue on. And this is 100. Hopefully there's another 100 to come.
What are some of the areas, Ken, you still want to try and get a little bit better to get you back to where you want to be?
Oh, look, I say it all the time. Unfortunately, it's not much great news for you folks, but it's about our defence getting that right and making sure our contested ball stuff in tight's right. And when we get that absolutely where we want it to be, all the other stuff flows off that, you know. And we, you know, last week we were able to hit the scoreboard again. We haven't been able to hit the scoreboard consistently, but that's not off the back of just wanting to play offence. We need to get the defensive part right and allow us to play the game that we need to play from there. And I thought last week in some parts of the game that we've worked really hard on, we got some results, and I'm really pleased with that.
Is that just not setting up right, Ken, or not executing?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of structure. I think it's certainly structure, and there's a, you know, an obviously a little bit of mindset in there too, that you've got to make sure you're in the right spots at the right time. That takes a bit of thinking sometimes, and you know, when your form as a collective's not quite where you want it to be, you can sometimes go away from that. And I think the boys realised, you know, that they just need to play their own roles within the team, and that will help the team play well.
What about the cup out here? Good to be involved again?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, you think about it and you go, well, how good is the program that we run with, you know, 32 schools involved, nearly 400 kids, you know, and the key ingredient is you have to get an education. You're not allowed to play out here today unless you're working hard on your education. And they learn some stuff out of football. They get to go to Adelaide Oval tomorrow night, play a couple, you know, a couple of teams get to play. The rest of the kids get involved with their, you know, with their traditional stuff that they get involved with. And I just think it's an outstanding program, and the club should be really proud of it. And, you know, all the people involved with it, it's a great program for the Indigenous kids.
excuse me if you've already covered it, Ken, but have you guys asked about Cracker and
Gunther? Yes. Yep.
Well, the injury report came out last night as well, Ken. There's obviously a greater incidence that the AFL is reporting of concussions. That's probably down to the fact that they're managing it, detecting it better. We spoke to Tommy Jonas Wednesday, I think it was, as well, about the new driving rule.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Oh, look, I think the rule itself is really hard to interpret. I think that's the hardest part about it. And I think the AFL are trying to look after the head every possible way we can. And sometimes that's taking some responsibility away from the individual. And so if you duck your head and put your head in those situations, we don't want that to happen. We don't want that in our game, because we don't want to see serious injury. That's what it's all about. And I think that's the important part, is that I think anything they do and try to improve where we protect the head, we should try and do that. And that players will adapt. That's what I do know. Players will adapt really quickly to what's the slight change. And it's only very much a slight change, I think. I don't think it's a massive change. I think it's not that big a thing that we've said, this is a whole new rule. This is just saying, like the boys were told at the start of the year, don't lead with your head. It's dangerous, and you're going to end up losing the ball if that's what happens as well. So yeah, I think we've given them good messages.
What's the next trend then? We saw sliding, we saw ducking, blokes dropping the shoulder to get the high tackle. What's the next one that's coming along that has to be stamped out?
No, I don't. Again, I think it'll just be about the safety of the players. It's first and foremost, and that's what we're talking about. And I think that's a good thing. If all we're motivated by is protecting and looking after our players, I think that's a great thing.
As you touched on, it probably is more of an interpretation, but does it bother you that the AFL has ostensibly introduced a rule mid-season rather than waiting to the end of the year or bringing it to the start of this year?
No, not from our point of view. I think that's the rule we've operated under, to be honest. We don't want our players leading with their head and ducking or any of that stuff that goes on, so we haven't got to make any changes ourselves, I think. I reckon if you ask the competition overall, with what I've seen in what's been reported, the what they're going to do is umpire what we thought was perhaps going to happen from the start of the year anyhow.
Beautiful. No comment for Norchert on the record?
On the record, Norchert shirt is...